was privileged to be present at a Sri Sri Satyanarayana Puja. And thanks to the self-sacrifice of Mrs. Bhan, I actually sat in the puja room. Dadaji preceded me into the puja room, and after ensuring that the windows were closed, the blinds drawn, and the electric fan was turned off, he arranged the various objects in front of the special portrait of Sri Sri Satyanarayana, and then pressed on my head several times before leaving the room. I heard the noise of the murmur of the people in the rooms next door as he opened the door, and then it was fairly silent as he closed the door. And I had closed my eyes when he pressed me on the head. Now, I felt a pressure at the back of my head as if it was to reassure me, because the next thing that happened, a whirling golden sun appeared in front of me and moved towards me and then exploded. And there was a smell of explosive accompanying the explosion. This was repeated, and it occurred a total of four times. The light of the sun was brilliant, and it could have been whirling around as well as coming towards me. And when it happened the fourth time, that apparently was the finish. Then there was a sound of crackling. Now, I call it crackling because I don't know how else to describe it, but it was the sound of paper, but it could have been flames because they make that noise as well. And in addition, every sound that I heard was as if it was on stereo 3D or even quadraphonic, the new type of sound. It was so distinct. My hearing isn't normally that perceptive, but this was really, well, it was outstanding. So after this crackling sound, which was down low on the left and then up high on the right, either side of the portrait, but more towards the walls of the puja room. Then there was a lot of activity in the puja room, and a lot of sound, as I heard chomping of food and gulping of a drink. And it wasn't just in front of me where the food was originally placed, but it was also up in the air behind me. Quite surprising to hear these sounds of food and drink being consumed. Then I heard water being splashed on the floor to my right and then around behind me, as if someone was actually splashing the water as they moved around behind me to my left. And this went on, and suddenly there was a splash of water on my head, and it would be called sandalwood fragrant water, and it trickled down over my face into one of my eyes and into the corner of my lip, and it tasted a little like eau de cologne, but I appreciate that's just my background. Then there's also a liquid splashed on my back, and this subsequently proved to be a red sort of honey, and this also trickled down over my my chest on the right side. So then I heard a bell being struck. In all, it was struck six times. but it was in a group of three, then one, and then a group of two. While the water was being splashed on the floor, I'd heard chanting from the next rooms where a tape of some of the chants was being played on a cassette recorder. Then I heard the sound of a door opening and closing as if someone was leaving the room. Then the actual door opened and Dadaji entered the room with Mrs. Bahan, and he put his hand on my head and said, you can open your eyes now. So I sat there rather transfixed with it all, and looked ahead of me, and there was the bowl of clear coconut water had been changed into milky white curd. The levels in some of the water containers had been reduced. Food had been consumed or taken from some of the plates, and the water was all around the floor, and we subsequently found incense had been burnt along the windowsill. Thank you, Dadaji, for this opportunity, and thank you, Sri Sri Satyanarayana, for this opportunity of a practical demonstration of the manifestation of truth.